With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's health department reported 360 new COVID-19 cases today. YPR News Rachel Kramer reports Gallatin County health officials say it feels like we're hanging on to the ride right now, rather than working together to eliminate the illness.
Gallatin County Health Officer Matt Kelly Friday said the county's seven-day rolling average of new daily cases was 53% higher than the week before. He said the health department can't slow the spread of the illness on its own.
When you're getting 65, 68 cases a day in a community this size, that's really indicating that we have a substantial number of cases that we're probably not detecting. We're still doing it. We're still working hard.
Kelly said Gallatin County is continuously onboarding people to help with contact tracing. Currently, the health department has 11 full-time contact tracers and other nurses to help make calls 7 days a week. But with nearly 200 active cases,
we're not going to stop it through contact tracing when it gets to be this size.
State health officials and hospital administrators made a plea Wednesday for help flattening the curve ahead of the flu season, when hospital beds typically fill up and resources are stretched thin. Here's Health Officer Kelly again.
Frankly, we need help from elected leaders. We need help from business leaders. We need help from faith leaders. We need help across the board from people to step forward, be vocal, and say it's time that we really take this seriously. We really wear those masks, do social distancing. If you're planning an event, you're going to have a large number of people. We need people to rethink that and really, really think carefully about how they're going to do that.
Kelly said he understands that going into quarantine or isolation can be difficult and disruptive to people's lives, especially when their symptoms are mild. But he said if you're a contact, part of your civic duty is to stay home. Kelly added the health department has resources in communities across Gallatin County to deliver food and medicine and help with unemployment assistance. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
A federal report from early September says severe negligence at a Whitefish long-term care facility directly contributed to a COVID-19 outbreak. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports at the time of the findings, four residents had died from the virus.
The report from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says Whitefish Care and Rehabilitation's, quote, noncompliance has placed the health and safety of recipients in its care at risk for serious injury, serious harm, serious impairment, or death, end quote. The report found that staff incorrectly wore personal protective equipment and failed to socially distance residents. As of August 31st, federal officials say 43 of the 52 residents at the care center were confirmed or presumed to be infected with COVID-19. Reed Crickmore, the administrator at Whitefish Care and Rehabilitation, says a total of 13 people have now died at the facility from the virus. He says the facility was following federal coronavirus guidelines but accepts the findings of the report, including a failure to isolate residents presumed positive for COVID-19.
We had an isolated COVID wing, and we didn't want to put someone in there if they hadn't tested positive for COVID. They didn't like that we were doing that, and so, you know, fair enough. We took that criticism and we fixed that process.
Crickmore says the facility has been COVID-free for 3 weeks and says a follow-up infection control survey found the facility is now in full compliance. That report has not yet been made public.
We take full responsibility for things that have happened, and we don't shy away from that, but we also want to know that we're not going to let that happen again.
According to state healthcare data, nearly 90 long-term care and assisted living facilities across Montana have reported cases of COVID-19. State health officials say residents at those centers are at high risk for infection, serious illness, and death from the virus. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
I'm Madeline Broom. Montana Governor Steve Bullock and a healthcare nonprofit have announced a statewide health information exchange system that will launch later in the year. Bullock designated Big Sky Care Connect for the project in 2019. The partnership will allow healthcare providers to share and have easy access to patient data. Montana is just one of two states in the country that does not currently have a health information exchange system. Yellowstone County Health Officer John Felton says being able to access relevant information with no delay will substantially increase the efficiency of medical responses. Many Montanans can now cast votes in the 2020 general election. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Lewis and Clark County Election Supervisor Audrey McHugh said foot traffic was pretty steady at the county building in Helena.
We have seen a lot of people coming in today to request ballots.
Starting Friday, Montanans in counties that are conducting the election by all-mail ballot voting are able to pick up and drop off absentee ballots in person at county election offices. 45 of the state's 56 counties have plans to hold the election by mail. Starting Monday, absentee ballots will be available in counties that are conducting traditional elections with in-person polling places. Voters are deciding on competitive races for the governor's office, a U.S. Senate seat, and Montana's lone U.S. House seat. Legalizing recreational marijuana is also on the ballot. County elections administrators are required to send out mail and absentee ballots on Friday, October 9th. Ballots must be received by Election Day, November 3rd. McHugh said if voters are worried about their ballot arriving on time, they can always drop it off in person or check myvoterpagemt.com to see if the ballot was received.
Our general advice, because we have some people mailing ballots from farther away, and because it's what can be guaranteed, is mailing a week before Election Day.
I'm Shaylee Reiger, Montana Public Radio News.